Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're in Mark chapter 4, if it's possible. Have your Bible ready. When studying the Bible, we need to look at it in three areas: observation, interpretation, and application. Observation is just an accumulation of information. That's basically what it is. Interpretation is an explanation of what we're looking at. And application is putting it all into operation. Now, to observe what is going on, to get the information, is to get the facts provided or learned about something or someone. Now we're going to look at these sowers who went out to sow, and we're going to see what happens here as we pick up some information. But then we want to have an explanation, and that dictionary says that is to describe in more detail or revealing relevant facts. In other words, we have to have, if it's going to be relevant, it's going to be appropriate to the current time period or circumstances. Words and phrases that were written in the Bible that were from 2,000 years ago can be very different today. So if we automatically assume that some of these words mean today what they meant 2,000 years ago, we might get a wrong interpretation of the scriptures here. So we have to have the information, we need to have an explanation, but it's all a waste of time unless we have the operation. That is to put it into practice. To be in operation is to have an active discharge of an activity or purpose natural to or intended for a person or a thing. We have to operate. So we want to observe it, we want to interpret, and then we want to make the application. We're going to look at the sower who went out to sow in that respect, but first, listen carefully to this message and song.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. Soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. Thank you. transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation is one.
Looking at Mark chapter 4, and we're going to look at it first of all just for observation, that is to get an accumulation of information. What do we have here in this chapter? Well, it says he began again to teach by the seaside. He, of course, refers to the Lord. He began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Now, we have a multitude. We like to think that that multitude is coming there because they need to hear the message. Actually, if you study it carefully, you'll find the multitude was coming for the miracles. They weren't much concerned in the message. But, matter as it may, it says in verse number 2, he taught them. He taught them. Far more important to teach them than to heal them. And so he taught them many things by parables. And he said unto them in his doctrine, verse 3, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Well, as we look at this parable, we see you, we see them, and we see the kingdom of God. Verse 11, he said unto them, that is the ones that were with him with the 12, those who really cared. He said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Now, this is a pet verse for Calvinists who take it completely out of its context and say, see, here, some that are going to be with him, and others, God said, I don't want them converted, that their sins should be forgiven them. In other words, what he's saying is, listen, we want you to know what's going on. This is what the Lord's saying. We want you to know what was going on, but we want those people over there to go to hell when they die. You know what that is? That is blasphemy. Now, what we need to do is figure out what this means. What does it mean? We're going to be looking at it, not completely in this broadcast, but in the programs that lie ahead. Now, in order to get an understanding of it, we need to go back to Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 23, and have a look at this same story. As we mentioned in a previous broadcast, Luke just kind of, he got right straight to the point. And Matthew, you have a lot more detail in the things that he talked about. And there in Matthew chapter 13, we have the same story. And it says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony ground, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell on good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Now again, we find the disciples asking him about the parable, verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he that shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore, Jesus said, speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 14, he went on to say, and in them, those people over there, is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Now, he quotes from Isaiah, and I'll read it as he quoted it here, by hearing ye shall hear and not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now here he uses the reference, heal them. Now, what he's doing here is quoting from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to read it to you. It says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord, Isaiah saying this, saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Well, that's great. Isaiah says, I'm here, I'll do what you want me to do. Well, here's what I want you to do, God said in verse number 9. Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Now, this word convert has been translated in the Hebrew here. We have it translated convert. The same word has been translated return 391 times in the Old Testament. Now, you don't return to salvation. This portion of Scripture is not talking about individuals getting saved. It is talking about the nation of Israel and whether they would return to God or whether they wouldn't. And what Isaiah is doing here is he's preaching to these apostate Jews back here in Isaiah's day, and it's too late to return. And God said, now you go out there and tell them they're not going to understand anything because it's too late. You just don't call on God like a bellhop and say, okay, now I'm ready for whatever you have. God had told the nation of Israel, if you will keep this covenant, if you will live like I tell you to live, I will make you a nation in the world that all the nations will look up to. They will see blessings like they can't understand. Well, Israel said, forget that. We want to live the way we want to live. Forget that idea. And God said, all right, he tells Isaiah, you go out here and tell these people they're not going to understand and they're not going to return and be healed as a nation. So we understand that Isaiah is preaching to apostates. There is no positive response. The only thing that is left for them is judgment. And what is happening here, Jesus is quoting from Isaiah, saying, this is happening to you people right now as a nation. He's not talking about individuals being saved. A lot of times in the Bible, when you hear about people being saved, it's being saved from their enemies. Check it out. Put that in your Bible computer program and put saved and enemies in the same search, and you'll find over and over again. For instance, Israel could have been saved from the tragedy that happened in AD 70 when they were destroyed as a nation and scattered into the world for 2,000 years, but they weren't saved, and that's what he's talking about. In Romans chapter 11, verse number 25, Paul is talking to the Gentiles, and he's saying, now don't get high-minded here. Look at what he said. He said, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Gentiles. We're talking about the nation that turned their back on God, and they are facing the judgment of God here as a nation. It's not talking about anybody not getting the gospel in order to be saved and go to heaven. That's a different subject completely. So we'll leave it here for this broadcast. Be sure and tune in again for our next program. We'll continue on from here. In the meantime, listen to this message and song.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior. Descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, in His love. This is my story.